It's official. As of January 8th, felons who weren't convicted of murder or a sex offense can now have their voting rights restored as long as they've completed their sentence. Felons in Leon County started registering as soon as election offices opened. Thanks to the passage of a constitutional amendment, select felons can now vote in Florida. Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says this affects more than just the individual felon.
I think that's going to have a big impact on elections. Certainly a very, very big impact in these folks' lives. Once people serve their time and pay the penalties that the courts impose, I think they should have full restoration of their rights to help them become full-fledged citizens. And that's what we're here to do, trying to get these people in the system, get them registered, get them voting.
Getting them registered is more than just filling out the paperwork. Governor Ron DeSantis has said he believes the legislature needs to provide implementing legislation. Even with that news, Minister and truck driver Carlos Beverly is excited that the state constitution now restores his voting rights. He registered first thing Tuesday morning.
This day is a very big day for me because it makes me feel like just give me another opportunity to feel free again.
Beverly is among roughly 1.5 million felons who can now vote. Early says the state will have to verify all of the applications.
What does need to happen is that there needs to be more funding so that the state and ex-felons can look up the status of their court-imposed sanctions and make sure that they've completed all the requirements that the courts imposed upon them so they can get their right to vote.